what have you been up to in the past week since they've suspended play? And just, you know, on a personal level, how are you and your family doing?
Everybody's doing great, thank you. I hope you guys are doing well and staying safe also. Quite honestly, we haven't been doing a whole lot. You know, we've been doing what everybody else is doing and just trying to self-isolate, so to speak, in hopes that, you know, everybody can do their part in trying to limit the spread of this coronavirus. So obviously the health and well-being of everyone is the priority at this point.
Hey, Sully, it's Berkey. I'm going to ask you a question I think everyone listening would like to ask. What kind of a coach's dream is it to coach Sidney Crosby?
Well, it's quite an honor. I have to say, you know, he's a privilege to coach. Number one, he's a terrific person first and foremost. As a coach, it makes my job easy when our best player and the best player of his generation is the hardest working guy and the most driven guy on the ice and off the ice for that matter. It just makes my job a whole lot easier. You know, Sid sets the standard here in Pittsburgh for our team on a daily basis. And so, you know, I have the privilege to watch this, whether it be what he does in practice and trying to work on the different subtleties of his game so that he can be the best, or even what he does off the ice in the weight room and how he takes care of himself and he watches his nutrition. And, you know, he for me epitomizes an athlete that controls everything within his power to be his very best. And so when you have a guy like that on your team and he's your captain and he's the best player in the game, it certainly makes the coach's job a whole lot easier as far as trying to set a certain level of accountability. But he's fun to coach. You know, I learn as much about the game from him as he does from us. I'm always fascinated by his insights, whether it be in some of our video meetings and when we talk about the power play or when we're pre-scouting our opponents and trying to exploit what he sees out there. It's always fascinating to have those conversations with him. He's just really invested in all the different aspects of the game, whether it be in a video meeting or in the weight room or in practice. And so from my standpoint, it's been a whole lot of fun coaching him these last handful of years.
Do you think he'll be a coach when all is said and done? Because he's a hockey geek, for lack of a better word. Like, and I mean that as a compliment.
He
consumes the game, though, right? Like, he really consumes the game. Do you see him wanting to maybe go down that road as a coach?
Well, I could see him getting involved in or staying involved in the game in some capacity because he loves it so much. He has such a passion for it. If he wanted to be a coach, I think he would be a terrific coach because he's such a student of the game. And so, you know, that's something that I think would be a personal decision from his standpoint. But if he does so choose to go down that path, I think he would be terrific at it. But it wouldn't surprise me one bit when Sid's done playing the game somewhere down the line. And I don't see that happening anytime soon because he loves the game as much as he does. But I could for sure see him staying involved in the game in some capacity.
I'm sure you got no worries of Sid staying in shape at this point of the pause, but has the team sent out a memo to any of the players about staying in shape or, you know, watching the nutrition at this point, or it's still too early where at this point they're just worried about self-quarantining and staying healthy and not getting sick?
No, we have. You know, we're trying to do everything we can with, you know, under difficult circumstances to try to stay prepared. And, you know, I know our strength coaches have had personal conversations with every guy and taken an inventory of what they have at their disposal in their respective homes, and then building individual programs for these guys that they can continue to do on a daily basis to try to stay fit and keep themselves ready in the event that, you know, that we get on the other side of this. So, you know, we're doing what we can to stay ready. And but obviously the priority here is just the health and well-being of everybody first and foremost.
Sully, tell people that are listening about your involvement with USA Hockey and international hockey, because I know you love it.
I do. I really do. You know, I think, first I would say, Berkey, and I know you feel the same way, that all of us that have been so fortunate to experience the game at a high level have a responsibility to give back, and what better way than to get involved with the governing bodies that influence the game in so many levels. And so, you know, I particularly enjoy the education process and trying to influence the grassroots levels in trying to help coaches that are in, you know, influencing our young players at such early ages, but they're so vitally important stages of their development. And so, you know, I try to, every time I get asked to speak at some of the USA Hockey coaching clinics and get involved with the coaching education program, I that's just something that I feel passionate about. I think it's so important for the overall health and well-being of the game. And then to have the honor to represent your country in some of these national tournaments for me is a thrill. I've obviously, you and I had the experience of representing our country at the World Cup, which might have been the highest stage of international play, and what a privilege it was to be part of that. You know, the coaching staff and the management team were so great, and to work with the best players of our country is just such an honor. So anytime I have the opportunity to represent the United States in some of these international tournaments, I just think it's a privilege. I love being a part of it. And so it's just something that I think, you know, all of us that are at the higher levels of the game, if we have the opportunity to share what we've learned along the way and so someone else could benefit from our experiences and our insights, then I think we all have a responsibility to give back. And so I try to do that in every opportunity that I can. And to participate in some of these international tournaments for me is just a great thrill.
Well said. So you said, you told me one time what Jackie Paca said to you at BU about the coaching. He had to do what first? Remember what Jackie Parker? Well, Jackie Parker, you repeated to me what Jackie Parker said to you at BU, that before you trust me, before I tell you what did he say?
Yeah. Yeah, he was he was giving me advice when I retired from playing and I had, you know, thought about going into coaching, and I called him to seek his advice, you know, and then I ended up becoming the coach of the Providence Bruins. And when I got that job, obviously I called him back and talked to him a little bit more in depth, you know, and one of the things that he said to me that I've never forgotten is he said, Sully, before players want to know what you know, they want to know that you care. And I've never forgotten that. And it's been an important part of shaping my own coaching philosophy to this very day. And I know, you know, Jack Berkey, and I certainly have so much respect for him. He's one of the best coaches that I've ever played for, but he wasn't warm and fuzzy by any stretch. He was a demanding guy. He wasn't an easy guy to play for because he expected so much of his players, and he would push us all hard. But we always walked away, or certainly I can speak from my experience, I always walked away knowing that he had my best interest at heart, and he just wanted to help me be the best player I could be, and he wanted to help our team be the best team we could be, and the way he did it was by being demanding of his players, and I think as a coach, when players know that you care about them, you can push them hard because they know that you have their best interest in mind. And so that's something that I've never forgotten. I think it's great advice for any coach that's gonna interact with players at any level.
Is there one player that their game just started to turn a corner or take it to the next level right before the pause that you sort of feel sorry for that we do have the pause? I know it seems a little bit insensitive, but just from a day-to-day basis, was there one guy that you said, hey, you know what, they were just about to take their game to the next level?
Oh, that's a good question because, you know, our team was going through a bit of a struggle here. You know, I felt like as a group we were starting to turn the corner with as a team, just with some of the struggles that we were going through right before the break. So in some way I'm a little bit I'm disappointed for the group because I feel like we were making big strides and trying to, you know, capture the game that we've played so consistently all year long. I'd have to think through our roster and who might be that guy. One of the guys that would jump out at me would be Justin Schultz. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a guy that, you know, he's had he's had not an easy year from an injury standpoint. He's missed a fair amount of time. And he's such an important player for our team. He's so dynamic offensively, and the puck just hasn't gone in the net for him this year. It hasn't been from a lack of opportunity, that's for sure. But he scored a big goal for us in the Jersey game right before the season was suspended, and we felt like his game was really starting to gain some traction. But he's a guy that jumps out at me, and he's an important player for our team.
So, Mike, we're going to have John Tortorella join us in a little while. I know you rode the bench with him for a number of years in a few different destinations. Give us some dirt on Tortorella we could bring up to embarrass him when he comes on the show.
Oh, where do we start? I don't think we have enough time for that one. Torts is well chronicled, so I'm sure you guys can push his buttons and get him going. But Torts is in my mind is one of the more misunderstood guys in hockey. You know, him and I, we coached a long time together. Mm-hmm. I have so much respect for him for his knowledge of the game. I think he's just a terrific coach. He's done an incredible job with a pretty depleted team this year in Columbus. And you know, him and I still have a very close relationship. We talk along the way. I hate the fact that he's in the same division as we are, because I like to root for him, and every time we play each other, we always have that conversation how we hate to play against each other because of that reason. But having said that, it is what it is. We're in the same division. Sometimes I want to strangle him when we play against him, and I'm sure he'd probably say the same thing about me. But it's just because he's so competitive, and you can see how he instills that in his players. He's a real good coach. He's one of those guys that's really evolved with the game. You know, he's a good X's and O's guy. He's a really good teacher. He's thorough. But I think that probably is his one of his best strengths that may fly under the radar is just his ability to build relationships with his players, and especially his star players. You know, he pushes them hard, but he knows they care. They know he cares, I should say. And so I just think that's one of the strengths, at least from my observations and coaching with him over the years. But he's always a fun guy to talk to. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you guys will get some pearls of wisdom from Torts today.
All right. So I got to ask you, Boston guy, Tom Brady,
mm-hmm. Tampa.
Oh, that was a tough day yesterday for a Boston, for a Patriots fan, I have to say. You know, he's arguably the best quarterback of all time. I'm disappointed because I thought for sure he would never wear another jersey other than a New England Patriots jersey. So that was a tough day for me personally because I'm a huge Patriots fan. Although having said that, I've really developed an affinity here in Pittsburgh for the Steelers. We have a great relationship, and I have so much respect for Mike Tomlin and Kevin Colbert and what they do here in Pittsburgh. But it's hard to shed childhood loyalties, and I've always been a Patriots fan. So to see that day yesterday was a tough day for Patriots Nation, that's for sure.
Tom Brady and Mookie Betts gone from Boston in the matter of weeks. So I feel bad for that city. Hopefully they'll win a championship soon.
Well, let's hope it's in all the other sports.
Yeah. Listen, Mike, we really appreciate your time. Stay safe. Enjoy your time with your family. And we're all sitting there, fingers crossed that this passes and that we see you back where you belong behind the bench and we see the Pittsburgh Penguins out there on the ice. We're all hoping for that sooner than later.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate your time. Give Torts my best and stay safe as well.